And the only eye level thing I'm going to give today is just something for you to go and have some thinking time about. And that is to have thinking time about what are the business owner skills. If there's a hat of being the business owner, I did a podcast on this recently talking about the one hat that replaces all others, and that's the hat of the business architect specifically. But you think about that hat of when being the business architect, the business owner, what are the skills that you feel that you uniquely carry today? And then number two, where do you feel you are deficient?
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Above the Business podcast. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about this idea of becoming and stepping into the role of becoming a business owner. Look, I know many of you out there have different types of industries that you are in, and many of you specifically may be an insurance agency owner. So let me give that example. Let me share this kind of idea or philosophy with you. I think if you become a really good insurance agency owner, behavioral therapy company, digital marketing agency, pool company, if you become really good at or even great at that thing, that does not mean you by default become a great business owner. However, I believe, and one of the few hills I'm willing to die on, is that if you become a great business owner, you will by default become great at whatever it is that you do. Insurance agency owner, behavioral therapy company, pool company, digital marketing agency, coaching company, whatever that may be. I think if you learn the game of business first and step into the role of becoming a great business owner, you will by default become great at whatever it is that you do. I just don't think it works in reverse. I've shared that idea with a lot of different people over the years, and ones that have been in their industry for a while have shared, yeah, I've become really good at the thing it is. I know how to do what we do very, very well. But it's learning the skills of business ownership is a totally different set of skills. Let's think about this. Depending on how you started in business, my dad is a farmer. I mean, my dad is a farmer, owns a farming company and a clean, what we call it a seed cleaning company, but it's actually seed conditioning, Clemens and Hamner Seed. And he is fantastic and unbelievable at what it looks like to know when to plant soybeans, when to harvest the soybeans and the wheat and the corn and all of those different things over the years. His understanding of yields, his understanding of temperature and weather patterns and prices in the commodity markets is unbelievable. But there's still, even with that, of knowing how to be a farmer, is still also he has to run a business. He has to manage financial statements. He has to hire team members to work for him. He has a big staff. He has to still coach those people. He has to give them specific job descriptions. He has to have leaders in the warehouse and on the farm and doing all these things. It's not just about whether or not you can run a combine. He is running a multi-million dollar business that happens to be in farming. And I think that those two things, separating and understanding the differences of those, if he's just great at farming, that does not mean he's going to be great at being a business owner. Let's take another one. There's a company that I know very well that's a building company. The father has been in building for 30 years. He is absolutely fantastic on the job site, builds a wonderful home. His name's Keith. He builds an unbelievable home. He's built custom homes his entire life. Now, he has been a very good business owner, but those skill sets, the reason I'm bringing that up is those skill sets specifically of being a business owner is different than the skill sets of knowing how to build a house. How to build a house and how to build a custom home is completely different than understanding what it looks like to actually run a construction or home building business. You may be a great plumber. You know how to do plumbing and electrical, and you may love those things. But then building a plumbing and electrical business, two totally different things. And this may sound familiar. This is the essence of what we learned from the book, The E-Myth from Michael Gerber. We talked about from being the technician to stepping into being the entrepreneur. And I agree with him. I just think that I've tried to give it a little bit different of a sentence. I think he's totally right. Being good and knowing and loving baking apple pies is different than owning an apple pie baking shop. And so when you see that, getting yourself in an environment, listen, there's many of it. Coach P is one of them, okay? And there's many other programs out there that may be able to help you to become a really good, even great insurance agency owner, plumber, electrician, digital marketing agency, whatever that may be. Heck, even for me, I'm owning a consultant, a consulting business, et cetera. Get in those environments. Understand the specific details and the nuances in those industries. Clearly, that's important. It's also important, equally as much, to then learn and understand the skills of business. Learning how to structure your entity and learning how to manage your financials, learning how to develop a team, build a team, develop them, retain them, compensate them well. Learning, understanding how to market, how to make yourself known in the marketplace, learning how to convert those leads into becoming customers, learning how to structure an operating system so the thing isn't running on you all the time, learning how to build a blueprint for your business. There are so many different skills. And this is why business is so hard. It's so hard because it's the ultimate expression of a combination of so many skill sets. There's so many different things. Now, especially early on when you're, say, $500,000 or less, it's even more challenging because you have to wear so many of those hats. But as you grow, if you do it the right way, you're able to buy back more of your time and be able to slough off the things that you just aren't great at and other people are going to be much more excellent at and be able to buy back your time so you can focus on the things that you love, that you're passionate about. But I want to be clear, it's also very difficult to do that when you're still less than $500,000. That's not a bad thing. It's just changes. I just got off the phone not long ago with somebody, you know, $30,000, $35,000 a month. And they have been building the business exactly the right way that they needed to build that business. But to go from $30,000, $35,000 a month in revenue to getting them to do $50,000, $55,000, $60,000 a month, it becomes life-changing stuff to do that. And the reality is, in those early stages, you need to do less. You need to do fewer things because as you grow, you get a little bigger, you can do more things because you have more resources at your disposal to be able to do so. My hope is today, simply put, tend to try to bring things from high level to eye level. And the only eye level thing I'm going to give today is just something for you to go and have some thinking time about. And that is to have thinking time about what are the business owner skills. If there's a hat of being the business owner, I did a podcast on this recently talking about the one hat that replaces all others, and that's the hat of the business architect specifically. But you think about that hat of when being the business architect, the business owner, what are the skills that you feel that you uniquely carry today? And then number two, where do you feel you are deficient? So my only eye-level thing for you in today's episode is to go and to do some thinking time on what are the business owner skills that I feel like I need to develop that I don't currently know. Maybe that is around leading and developing a team. Maybe that is around your financials. Maybe that's around growth, marketing, and sales. Whatever that may be for you, sit back and do some thinking time on what does it actually look like for me to step into the role of being the true business owner that my business needs for me to be. Because I believe if you become a great business owner, you by default will become great at whatever it is you specifically do. Hope this episode served you well. Till next time, lead well and go be great. And hey, if you're watching this on YouTube, would love for you to hit the like button, subscribe, and maybe share it with one other person. We got big plans for our YouTube channel going in 2026. Bye, everyone. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. DirectClicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run. And Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.